John, if at the end of your life you could say one thing to the next generation of church leaders, what might it be?
Can I use semicolons?
Great.
I think this is risky because I just know how it could be, for people who don't like me anyway, how it could be misused. But I think I'm going to say to them on my deathbed, make the Bible the supreme intellectual and emotional authority in your life. Semicolon. For the sake of magnifying Christ in the fullness of his person, in his work, so that generation after generation preserves the foundation and the capstone of the glory of God in Christ and the grace that is the apex of that glory, so that that's preserved for the generations to come. So I'm trying to put two things into the one statement. I really believe the Bible is this. I'm a Calvinist. I'm not going to go there because I believe I got my Calvinism from the Bible. And if I didn't, then I don't want people to get it. I don't want people to be Calvinists if it's not in the Bible. So it seems better to say, hold fast to the Bible, base everything on the Bible. If you're going to criticize somebody, criticize them from the Bible. If you're going to affirm somebody, affirm them from the Bible. If you're going to do a strategy, do it from the Bible. Be a Bible-saturated people. That's what will make for long-term staying power for the gospel. But I know that's going to be called bibliolatry, and you worship the Bible, not God, blah, blah, blah. Well, baloney on that. People who reject the Bible for God become idolaters. The only God worthy of knowing and loving is the one we meet in and discover through the Bible. And so I do want him to be everything, absolutely everything, and the Bible is secondary compared to him. But if we try to say him or something about him without stressing the foundation of the Bible, then we'll lose that in a generation. Mm-hmm.